This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's almost 7:50. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Run. I'm Julian with Joyce and Sharitz. And now coming up in about 15 minutes' time is The Breakfast Grill, where Joyce, you will be speaking to Shuko Arifin, CEO of Big Tree.
Yeah, so Big Tree is the out-of-home business for Media Prima, and they're responsible for many billboards on the road, you know, when you're driving past. Couple of billboards right now today, I don't know, but yeah, they've got quite a number of them out there. So I'm going to speak to Shuko about the developments as well as how the industry has evolved because of digital. It'll be interesting to see how they can use that digital strategy to their, I guess, whether that's helping them or is it a cost to them?
Okay, good stuff. Stay tuned for that after the 8 a.m. news. Now, looking at some local business news, the statistics department has said that Malaysia recorded a 3.5% year-on-year growth in the IPI, or the Industrial Production Index, for December 2018. And this is largely due to the rebound in the mining index, which saw positive growth after a contraction in the previous month.
Yeah, so the mining index, they've recorded a 0.7 year-on-year contraction, rebounded in December, which is up by 2.5%. The MIDF research, on the other hand, they've said that the mining and manufacturing indices rebounded and was supported by a steady pace of external trade, and stated that Malaysia's total export has risen by 4.8% year-on-year.
Well, MIDF also stated that, you know, robust expansion of crude petroleum exports contributed to the mining index, and they view that the IPI's performance to be in good position in the first half of 2019. This could be due to progressive trade negotiations between US and China, as well as a gradual pickup in global commodity prices and currency. So they've forecast an IPI growth of about 2.9% for 2019.
Yeah, but I was just wondering whether this is a little aberration, a little blip, because this is in contrast to some of the negative projections that have come out over the last few weeks. CIMB, for example, not positive on fourth quarter GDP growth, and the consumer sentiment has been reported as being poor. Even the IPI fell below 50 in December and also in November. So anything below 50 is going to be negative for the economy. So going forward, a lot of these negative sentiments coming through, especially with the US-China trade tensions, will have some impact on the local economy.
Well, the GDP data is due to be released on Valentine's Day, February 14th. That's this Thursday. So definitely all eyes on that. We will keep you posted on the news.
Absolutely. Now, the other big news is that the Securities Commission is currently reviewing 8 recommendations to spur the venture capital industry in Malaysia. Some of the recommendations include making public VCs that are commercial driven, and also liberalizing taxes for VCs.
So this recommendation, they were among those proposed by the Institute for Capital Market Research based on the in-depth study which was commissioned by the SC to boost and synchronize the industry. Now, the SC also stated that they will engage with relevant industry stakeholders directly and through other bodies like the Malaysian Venture Capital and the Private Equity Development Council.
This is interesting. I think for people in the VC industry, they must be quite excited. I think some of the other recommendations were that, you know, the setting up of a dedicated government agency to bridge the funding gap between nascent and high-growth ventures, as well as look at, you know, creating a platform for market access. This is to assist domestic entrepreneurs overcome developmental challenges and expanding the venture debt sector. I think there's also a suggestion to centralize information gateway. This is to assist research, policy formulation, and industry profiling, as well as setting up an interministerial council, another council, I guess. This is to ensure alignment of objectives across different ministries that are involved in the VC ecosystem.
Okay, I guess a lot of exciting lineups for the economy, to fix the economy and to bring us into a new direction. I think Lim Guan Eng also said, the finance minister also said this year that, you know, sometime this year or next year, the economy would get over its problems and would be in a better place. Now, in relation to this, there is a private equity firm, not necessarily a venture capital firm, but a private equity firm has announced that has finalized up to almost $4.6 billion US dollars, exceeding its target in Asia.
Mm. And this is according to an article by Pension Investment, where the big U.S. pension endowment funds have been making commitments to TPG Capital Asia in recent years.
Okay, let's look at this other interesting story that we have. Yesterday, we discussed the ruling by the Kuala Lumpur City Hall, or DBKL, concerning plot ratios. Property projects with a higher plot ratio than permitted under the newly gazetted KL City Plan 2020 were granted approval in principle, but they must seek fresh approval from DBKL.
Yeah, so this ruling applies to all types of developments, both residential and commercial, with a few exceptions. Property projects that have already been granted the development order will be allowed to proceed. And secondly, I think some projects on land bought by government statutory bodies are not required to resubmit for approval.
Now, we spoke to Ihsan Zainal Mukhtar, the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners, for his reactions to the ruling. We first asked Ihsan to walk us through the process to apply for higher plot ratios.
Okay, they must have gone through the normal process when they applied for the development. You know, when you apply for a development, especially if it's higher than the plot ratio which is stated in the local plan, they will sit down through a committee, and that committee assesses the reason for that application. So if they have given the approval, At that time, it wasn't a gazetted plan, right? So if they had given the approval, I don't know why. In my opinion, I don't think they should rescind back on the approval given. That's my opinion. Because it means that when you first approve that higher plot ratio, you must have been given the developer the reasons. You must have considered, the committee must have considered all technical reasons prior to giving that approval. So in my opinion, you should not pull back the approval.
We then asked Ihsan, what circumstances would justify the withdrawal of an approval?
Yes, because you just can't simply approve and if new information is received based on the approval that is given, you found out that there are things that negative things that would have arisen from that approval. If judging from the applications that have come in, the committee must have sat down. I'm assuming there's no hanky-panky, meaning that they went through the process. The process is rather stringent. The planners are in the board. The other professionals who sit in the advisory board and the approval board. If all those parties have given the approval, even if it's in principle, and then the approval should continue. I mean, you should not rescind back unless, like I said, you found out that recently some new developments with regards to what's happening in the city, with the information that you did not have last time, and then that it makes sense. But you know, for me now, you have already a plot ratio given, but you allowed the proposal and you approved of it in principle. You can't simply pull it back. It's not fair.
We also asked Ihsan whether his disposition will significantly impact property development in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, yes. It is. You see, we have to look always at the bigger picture. In the first place, there was a plot ratio set upon in the local plan, right? That has already been stated very clearly that the plot ratio by zones and certain parcels of land are already given. Now, when those plot ratio were given, they have already taken into consideration the traffic, the impact towards the city. You know, when you do planning, you have to plan within a certain footprint, meaning the planning has taken into consideration public views, have taken into consideration technical and economic aspects, a growth of the city. It was done earlier, but there is a possibility that things have changed. That's why there is a rule that allows you to appeal for a higher plot ratio, for example. And once that is given, the reasons must have been also discussed at that committee. You know, approval takes is something that goes through quite a stringent process.
And that was Ihsan Zainal Mokhtar, the president of the Malaysian Institute of Planners, talking to us about the potential changes to KL's plot ratio. Don't forget to catch the Breakfast Grill after the 8am news, where Joyce Goh will speak to Shuko Arifin, CEO of Big Tree, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.